I'm not going to vote for it. I believe that we've had a very long, a year time to discuss all of this, and the staff has worked beyond anything I even realized they were going to have to do when we started into this and producing, going through all of the scenarios. And we have had many different discussions of how many angels can dance on the head of these impact fees and still have a tune going here. And we could belabor it beyond any reasonable amount, but I really believe that we've had an opportunity to see that back in 2011, the council discussed having these fees, and they chose not to. And I really appreciate the fact that the council had that discussion then, because that's given us a barometer to work from. And I think the estimate was, had they had it 5 years ago, we would be $14 million ahead. And we know that our capital advisory committee that was formed found $140 million of just transportation alone. That didn't even include water or wastewater. So I just don't understand why, for anyone who wants to make a decision based on figures, when we're looking at $300 million, we don't need to be going downhill. We need to be at least holding on to where we are and bringing in what we can. And we've had a lot of time to discuss it. I sat through the P&Z. They did a very careful discussion of it. The staff did a very careful discussion of it. We've had opportunities to discuss it. So for all of those reasons, when I'm looking at the final count, and that's just on water and wastewater, that's not another $100 million on roads that we're looking at, I cannot support delaying it. I'm frankly a little worried about delaying it and phasing it in, but I am willing to accept that, Mayor, as a compromise position. But I think we at some point, we have to realize we have a decision to make, and it's a decision we owe our citizens. Because we're only talking about recapturing $31-32 million out of $106 million that we're looking at. And so the other citizens, we're already raising the taxes, we're raising the wastewater rate by 8%. I hope that's all that it will take. We're raising the taxes by 2%, and we've got a maintenance fee that everyone's going to be paying. And so then to say, well, this is laying it all on one group. No, no, no. The whole group is in this together. They're paying all of this plus more than are the rest of what looks like a third of $106 million is being paid by the rest of the citizens. So I can't see it as laying it on one group. I think it's time for us to look at hard figures and to realize that figures matter. But also, we have to look at who is paying this, who is really paying the most. And just putting it in here for this amount will help, but it will not take away the burden on the rest of the community.